Broken Girls podcast, where we continue to share some great and valuable real estate related information for realtors, for buyers, sellers, and whether you are working on getting licensed or newly licensed agent or have been a real estate agent for years, you will find the information to be truly beneficial. Our goal is to help everyone see the options that are out there for you and to explore those options and to make the most of your real estate experience. I am Erin Seymour, and I can be reached on Facebook as Erin Seymour, Facebook, Realtor Brokered by EXP Realty, and my email is eseymour777@gmail.com. And I'm forgetting.
My phone number.
563, you can reach me at 563-412-4312. Text me, Two Broker Girls, or just let me know, you know, what's up.
Because I've got Erin's back, I'm going to make sure you know that her number is 563-214-4312. I'm Sandy Lynn Burnett. I am also brokered by EXP Realty, Erin's better half in the Two Broker Girls world. You can reach me on Facebook, Sandy with an I, Burnett. Like our Two Broker Girls group, or our Two Broker Girls page, like my real estate page. And I hope iTunes. You guys enjoy tuning in. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're on iTunes, Spotify, wherever you listen. We also do a Facebook Live every Monday at 2:30 Central, where you have the opportunity to tune into our pregame and tune in as we're recording this podcast live, for better or for worse.
Yeah, and for those people tuning in on iTunes and subscribing and reviewing that, we just really appreciate it a lot.
It's a huge
help.
Thank you so much for your reviews.
Please take just a couple minutes to do that. I think the sound quality is a little different on the iTunes, but we really do appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, well, this episode is all about what now, getting started. As we've said in previous podcasts, we wanted to introduce a podcast to real estate agents or people who want to become licensed even in a crawl, walk, run phase. So congratulations, you're licensed. You've hopefully tuned into our episode number 4 about building your database. And now it's what now? This is all about getting started.
Yeah, so we've kind of built up to this, and so now that you're ready to go, you've picked your brokerage, you're still your own business. You're still your own independent real estate agent, or maybe you're part of a team, but there's still some things that you are going to want to do. And so that's what this one's all about.
Yeah, and I guess let's just dive into the points that we have laid out. The first aspect would be networking. We talked about networking to build your database, but something I really want to hammer home, something that wasn't made clear to me until I became, well, even when I became a real estate agent, I didn't have this epiphany till 3/4 of a year into being licensed. And that is to show the public what makes Sandy Lynn Burnett stand out as a real estate agent. Mm-hmm. Who the hell is going to hire me? I'm just like everybody else unless I make myself stand out.
That's right.
So the thing is you are your greatest asset. You are your best personality. Like, your personality is what makes you stand out. If you're a dog lover, I mean, just really get into the hearts of dog lovers and so forth. I mean, for me, it was like, look, I'm a Marine veteran. I was a single mom at one point. I totally can relate to that. Just certain aspects about me specifically are what I want people to remember when they're doing business with me.
I think that's awesome. I think that I have something similar when I was talking about it. So in networking, and people are coming from all different walks of life. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done stuff that throughout my life where sociability and being out with people and networking was crucial to whatever I was doing. So but thinking that people are coming, like, you came from an arsenal job, so that was different.
Yep.
And so, like, you learned that. And so I think this is super, like, a super value for people that are getting into real estate. And so sociability is huge. And so when I say sociability, that's like a really vague term, isn't it? Okay. So I put that down here, but then when I started thinking about it, it really is kind of, I have the same thing. Like meeting people all the time. And aren't you, like, I'm genuinely really interested in people. Everybody has a story. Everybody has something. I love seeing how I can connect with them, what we have in common, because I really think that everybody, we're so different, but we still have some 100%. Commonalities.
Absolutely.
And you're going to find that you have that with everybody. So if you're not used to doing that stuff, don't be intimidated. I think that you're actually going to love it. But I do have a couple of things that I want to say about sociability. I think that it's really easy that when people are uncomfortable, you go to some of these events and it's easy. It's kind of like a junior high school dance when people aren't sociable, where they're standing in their group and the people here. And that's really not what it's supposed to be about. So I think a lot of things really come as yourself, genuine as yourself, like Sandy said, because you do have something to bring to the table, to that event, to your clients, to other realtors, to everybody that you encounter in your life. You have something to bring to the table that nobody else does, just because you are you and you've had your journey. And there's something that is really, I feel like that's genuinely where your success lies, because that's how you're going to connect with your clients. That's how you're going to connect with everybody in your database and the people that you're going to be doing work with.
I kind of want to caveat on that. Everything that you said right there, Erin, is mm-hmm. perfect. Did you know out there, if you are an introvert, you can still be a successful real estate agent? Oh, yeah.
We know some.
Oh, my God. And they're badass, mm-hmm. you know? And so the thing is it's like, do not be afraid to, I mean, you're going to have to overcome. Guess what, guys? If you're a real estate agent, you're going to have to talk to people.
I'm kind of an introvert. When I reboot by myself with a book or just with my little dogs or whatever. So even if you're an introvert, yes, of course you can do this.
And that's important to like distinguish, though. I get what you're saying, but maybe all the listeners don't realize this. You'll know whether you're an introvert or an extrovert just by how you recharge. I am the same exact way. Mm-hmm. I have to recharge. The only way I can recharge my batteries is when I'm not talking to people. So even though I look like an extrovert because I'm all like, hey, guys, I'm a real estate agent. We're the two broker girls and everything. We really have to recharge. I guess we have that in common, which is mm-hmm. awesome.
We and just we're, learned that about each other
we're also
because
lefties.
We're communicating.
Yep, lefties. And so don't let that deter you from real estate, or don't think that that means you can't be a great real estate agent, because you can. Use your personality to stand out.
Okay, so I'm going to add something else. So I put be genuine, be authentic, you know, really bring it as just yourself, because that there's no point in you doing it. You're going to get really uncomfortable if you're trying to go in there and emulate anything other than yourself genuinely. And so the other thing that I want to say is a lot of these networking events, people do get into the habit. I started, I kind of touch base and then I pull back because I'm a nice lady. Anyhow, one of the things that happens is that you don't fall into the trap of, because when I first started in real estate, the people in just one brokerage and just, to, you know, just what you might fall into a trap of, this is your group. What and then you'll find that you're sitting there with some people that the chatter or the communication mostly is about other people in the room. Don't ever do that, because here's what it does. It automatically shows some type of lack in your ability to communicate, because that is a really low form of communication. There's all kinds of things with yourself, with other people that are interesting to talk about. And it automatically, what you're trying to do when you're meeting people and networking with people is building trust and building relationships. That is a really bad way to go about that, because people automatically, if you're talking about anybody with somebody else, what's the rule on that? No one's good. You're not building trust with anybody.
Don't get sucked into that
No,
trap.
Don't. Don't even listen to it. Don't,
Another thing I think that's really important is to build great relationships with fellow real estate agents. But just know, every time you're just only hanging around real estate agents in a pack, you're not making money.
No.
Make sure you're running around making
fun people.
We're awesome
fun people though too.
But you know what? I've seen some real estate agents just all the time. Whenever they hang out, they're only hanging out with other real estate agents. Yeah, and I'm like, that's not going to make you.
Or agents from the same brokerage. So that's a really good point. Mm-hmm. And so when we're talking about networking, what you're trying to do is you want to let everybody know who you are, really authentically who you are and what you do and how you do that differently than somebody else. And mm-hmm. they're going to get to know that by communicating with you, by, you know, having those conversations, and you're going to learn about them as well. So that's kind of where it's at. I mean, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
You're going to have to step outside of your comfort zone. When you go to networking events, the most common people I see at networking events are financial planners, insurance people, and real estate agents. So lenders. What's going to make you, absolutely. What's going to make you different from every other real estate agent in that room? Definitely make sure you do something to stand out. We've got cool shirts on today.
Yeah, so. Just be yourself. You just be yourself and you will stand out because there's nobody else like you in the world. I can promise you that. So, and I don't even know you. And if you are there and you're an introvert and you get uncomfortable, come and talk to me. We'll be all right. I'll introduce you to everybody.
That's really cool though.
Yeah. So do you feel like we covered networking
fairly well? Oh, yeah, absolutely. This just goes into make sure you're talking to at least 5 new people a day. Make sure you're adding 5 people a day to your database. The more people you have in your database, the more money you're really going to make if you know how to work it.
Yeah, you're networking to build your database, to learn about the different people that are there. You're going to network with other realtors, lenders, insurance people in different trades that we use as realtors, and it's always good. You're always going to be taking in new information when you're networking.
So let's go into marketing. Some of these things that we're going to talk about cost money and some things don't cost money. We're going to make sure that we mention things, actions that we might even not agree on some of these, but I personally don't think somebody should spend money on listing signs until you have a listing coming up. Like, you've already been sucked dry, paying for real estate classes, working to get licensed, things like that. I want to make sure that you spend your money, you put your money where it's smart to put it.
Yes, and I think that's one of the things that we're not going to agree on. Because I went ahead and got signs. But I had a listing when I moved over to eXp. I did go ahead and get signs. Because I believe in, that's just my mindset. I make things happen. Yeah, that's my mindset.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I've got signs.
I've seen people sit there with signs and then their headshot damn changes before, and their signs have to change before they even get a listing. And so it's like, how do you know that you're not going to be working with a bunch of buyers, or you're going to become a buyer's agent for somebody, things like that. But like, I don't really think there is a wrong way about this, but it's just whatever advice you resonate, with anything that we give you in these podcasts so that it's your decision. You can run your business however you want.
Yeah. And so we did it differently. We have a different idea about it. Both had different experiences with that, and you're going to have your own experience. And so, one of the costs that I think that's really important, and I've seen people do it to where they didn't use a professional photographer for their headshots. And I think that it's crucial to actually use a professional photographer for your professional headshots, for your marketing materials.
Exactly.
They're going to get the best. I mean, it doesn't look good when you
whenever don't you see use a really good headshots from people, and I'm not talking like JCPenney or what was that thing? Glamour shots.
Glamour shots.
I kind of want to get some glamour shots.
I used to be in the mall. Yeah, never did that one, but yeah.
If you have a feather boa still in your headshot, you're wrong. But no, seriously, if you see headshots out there from agents that you really respect or people in business that you respect, feel free to like reach out to them and be like, "Who'd you use?" I mean, if it's super cheap, you know, you get what you pay for in a photographer's time and their industry. Just don't think you're getting off easy on that.
No, find it. And actually asking people is a good way to do it because there's a lot of them out there. And so your advice was great on that. finding a photographer that you know you can work with, who is just, I mean, that you know does good work. Because exactly. You can have some that, you know, I've heard some things, but yeah. My first one wasn't great, but.
Yeah, your headshot that you got when you came over to EXP, mm-hmm. You look like a freaking model. Like, you look like the best. I mean,
because he's a super talented photographer.
You look amazing in that. And you were so proud of it, too. And it showed, like, your confidence. Like, you put that shit on all your signs, everything.
I want to give you a shout out, but I think it'd be appropriate. Yeah. But I have an amazing professional photographer. That's why I look that good. So thank you.
Yeah. Plus you're pretty. You're pretty. yeah, so definitely invest in headshots, because I like, there's another agent out there where she has a killer headshot and she puts it everywhere on everything. And she says, this is my brand. This is, you know, the headshot that I'm using. I want it to be recognizable everywhere. So, I mean, your face is going to be plastered everywhere. That is your brand. Who you are is your brand. So when you invest in good headshots, you're gonna do well.
It'll pay off.
And then also, I mean, the other thing with headshots, though, I think you should talk about
this. Okay, so I am going to get into headshots a little bit more. I have seen people, because you're trying to say, first of all, professional headshot isn't going to cost you that much. Like $100, $150 for a good professional headshot. If you think that you can do it yourself and take a picture with your camera, have your friend take a picture of you, the lighting isn't right, you're not going to be happy with it. I mean, I'm telling you right now, it's worth it. You're not going to be happy with it. And so
the other thing, I want you to think about what makes you an individual. If getting your headshot done in a JCPenney setting, if you think that people are going to like resonate with you as a person based on that, I'm gonna have to beg to differ. Mm-hmm. You need, you know, the best headshots out there are done with items in the background or somebody like standing up against a brick wall or whatever the hell you want to do that shows your a little bit of your personality to make sure you smile. People like, I read this blog where this guy talked about trustability in pictures. If you're showing teeth, they like you. If you're wearing glasses, if you wear glasses, wear your glasses in your headshot. I went through like a period of time. Right now I wear contacts, but at one point I had glasses on and I had that like on my social media, and then I'd mm-hmm. meet the client and they'd be like, oh, like I was expecting someone different.
I'm going in a whole different direction with this right now in my mind, and I'm just going to put it out there. Okay, your headshot should look like you.
Oh my God.
Take a great photographer, take a great picture of yourself. Your pictures that you take of yourself with the filter will not work.
For you agents out there that have been in the business for a long time, I love you. But if you look 20 years older than your headshot, I mean, update it, girl. Come on.
Yeah. Get
it updated.
Get a new headshot. Get a new headshot.
They want to know who they're working with. Don't dupe
the
public.
Yeah, and a good photographer will bring out your personality. It will show, like, you will be smiling.
Yeah.
It will bring out who you are in the, and that's what it's supposed to do. Mm-hmm. It's well worth it.
Cool. Yeah. Business cards. You're going to have your headshot on your business cards. Best advice I could give you when you order business cards is, make sure you run them through your managing broker and whatever compliance, like your marketing department is, because you don't want to order those things and then find out you're getting fined by whatever state you're licensed in, you're getting slapped on the wrist, and then the company that you're hanging your license at is mad at you too.
Yeah.
Save yourself the trouble,
it's a waste
save
of
yourself
money.
The money.
If it's not compliant, it's a waste of money. And you want to be, I think that's a big one, with your business card. I designed my own. I did it because it's my business, and I'm not there. I'm not having business cards advertising for, yes, EXP is where I'm brokered. I'm brokered through EXP. Everybody needs to know that. But also, it's my business card.
People to remember you, Erin Seymour.
That's right. Same thing with signs. When we talked about, we already kind of covered signs, mm-hmm. but same thing. It's your sign, your phone number, put your picture on it. Don't put your picture on it, whatever your preference is.
And fine.
Because it's your business.
Same with, signs, business cards. You know what? I was going to mention this later. But depending on the CRM you are using and the database you manage your clients in, I would consider getting a smart number as long as your whatever you're using is able to accommodate that. You know, it kind of sucks that like half the world has my personal cell phone number if they want it. I recommend, and Aaron and I might disagree on this, I recommend having a smart number that you're putting on your signs and your business cards and everything, and that way you're able to track
your business.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I have two numbers, and they both run through one phone.
Exactly.
And one of them, when we're doing this podcast, and I'm putting it out to the world, because it's not my personal phone. I mean, if you were in my sphere, you have.
And the cool thing is, with our CRM, when you call Aaron or I, or you're texting a code, you know, keyword that we tell you to text, or we tell, you know, we can put on writers on our listing signs, text, you know, 123... I can't even make up a street address here.
Main Street.
Yeah. 123 Main Street. Yeah. Okay. 123 Main Street. Good job, Sandy. There. But anyway, if you have like, you can specify, text this to my smart number and it would automatically give you the link to the listing. Like you have a lot of power in that for, you know, pennies on the dollar, $25 a month usually. Invest in a smart number would be some advice that I have.
It's worth it so you can track your business.
Social media.
Yeah, because we're talking about marketing, and so this is great for you, and I'll say what I have to say.
My advice to all of you out there, when you become a real estate agent, a lot of your friends and family are going to be like, oh my God, great, they're only going to talk about real estate. Don't turn into that person. Still be a fun, engaging, the fun, engaging individual that you are. Get a Facebook page set up. People... like we said before, people want to support you. So your Facebook profile is an asset to you, but don't friggin' overdo it. You can create a Facebook page,
a business Facebook page.
Your Facebook, you could do a group. Let's say your neighborhood doesn't have a group. You can start a neighborhood group and be the hero for everybody. And weird, there's only one real estate agent in that group that they can think of.
Yeah, and so when you are marketing yourself, you do want everyone. I mean, that was the other thing I put. You want everyone that knows you to know what you do for a living, that you're a realtor. I mean, it would suck if your neighbor didn't know, and then now my sign's in their yard.
As far as I'm concerned, if somebody... if somebody knows that I'm a real estate agent and they don't use me, I consider that to be a failure on my part. Did they not remember me? Was I not in front of them? Was I lacking in something that they think that they need? Don't make it weird for your friends and family if they don't use you. Like, find a way to grow from it, because it fucking sucks. It really hurts when they don't, so... find a way to grow from it.
And with the social media, so there's an 80-20 rule. And so you get on me, there's 80-20. So it should be 80% personal and 20% business. I'm a person who is not on social media very often. And I've gotten better at it.
We're working on Aaron.
I'm working on trying to enjoy it. It's just not my thing. The reason it's not, middle child, big family. There's 8 billion people in the world. There's no way whatever I'm having for dinner is that interesting. There's 8 billion people in the world. I'm fairly insignificant. I'm here doing this. I love what I'm doing. I love real estate. I love being a realtor, you know, but I just don't find, I guess, you know, maybe people will find me interesting. We'll find out, because I'm going to start doing some more social media.
We're going to make sure to do more advanced social media training podcasts, because we've connected with some pretty powerful people that know all of the algorithms of, you know, Facebook and this and that. But the biggest advice I can give anybody, a new agent or a veteran agent right now today, is start doing video. Start doing video. Video, video, video.
Yep.
Facebook Live, video in your stories. That is not only going to help people know, like, and trust you, relate to you, see you. But it's also going to raise your SEO, your search engine optimization, in Facebook or Instagram or whoever, putting you in front of people, putting you in their newsfeed. So that's the, you know, we got to play by the game.
I agree with that.
The rules right now.
When I do opens, I do Facebook Live videos, and I actually got a client from Facebook Live doing an open for somebody else. So, and when that was our next topic, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let's go into it. We can go on. Are there any other marketing materials? I did use some when I first started. I did magazines, rat cards. I'm in the Bettendorf Premier magazine. There's stuff. So when it comes to your marketing, really pay attention to what do you look at? What are the people? What's your demographic? What are your clients? What are they looking at? And yes, Sandy.
I have something to say. If anybody's on Facebook Live right now, they saw me raising my hand.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did want to say something about that. When I was a newer agent, I actually got ripped off by somebody doing, you know, I paid like $400 or $500 to be in some, you know, a full page of whatever magazine. Like I said, everybody wants to make money on real estate agents. So my advice is ask them what other agents have been in their publication in the past, because people will cold call you offering you amazing opportunities to be featured.
You're the only realtor.
Yeah. So make sure you ask, hey, what other agents, or if they're saying you'd be the only agent, ask who else they have featured in there and friggin' contact those people and make sure it's legit.
Yeah, because when you do get your license, you're going to get a ton of calls from people trying to get you to do all kinds of things. I have stories as well, but we're just going to be really careful. Be smart with your marketing dollars. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of leaning away from print.
Me too. Yeah, I mean, honestly, like,
no.
I would do print if my clients requested it for their listings and things like that, but I would educate them on where my marketing dollars are best spent. So it'd be up to my client to make that decision, but I don't, I guess we'll not go down that path, but video is where it's at, social media, digital advertising.
Yeah, but we had to touch on it because they're all going to get bombarded with those people calling saying,
absolutely.
Oh, what about this? And what about this? And
magazines that I invested in and being in, I've never had anybody say, oh, you were in this magazine. That's why. Yeah. So you got two people telling you that.
Yep. And so the other way, 0%. So one of the things, now that you're licensed, do you realize that no one can have an open house? Only people that can have open houses. I can't have, you know, my daughter's a beautiful young woman, and even if she wanted to one day have an open house for me, she can't do it. The only people that can have open houses for you are licensed real estate agents. As a new agent, it's always a good idea to ask other agents if they want you to have an open for them. By, you know, of course, if you have a listing, you want to have opens. And you can co-open.
It's the easiest way to pick up ready, willing, and able buyers. Yep. You know, obviously they're not walking into an open house if they don't at least have a little bit of real estate on the brain.
Most people that come to open houses are actually in the market. They're looking for a house. Some people
My very first listing was somebody that came through an open house that I was hosting for another agent. And this, by the way, this was a very stale listing that other agent had, and he was a very experienced agent. Didn't feel like doing his own opens anymore. I'm like, okay, I raised my hand. I'm hosting an open, and I got a listing and a buyer out of the only person that walked through this
open
house.
That is awesome. So host open houses. 600,000,
you know, combined. So, yeah. I mean, that's an amazing, you know, first listing and purchase.
That is. So that's a perfect reason. That's why it's on here to have, you know, host opens for other agents. By all means, if you have a listing, have opens. And I really think doing a Facebook Live when you're doing an open house is good. Mm-hmm. I mean, you just can't go wrong.
It's an easy excuse to get yourself on video.
And the property.
Your job is to bring people to that listing when you're hosting the open, and just get in front of people. So be doing Facebook Lives. Like Aaron said, who cares what you're eating? Like, I love cooking, and I know I need to be doing some more video, like, on the stuff that I cook, but it doesn't all have to be real estate. But when you're doing something real estate and you're like, what can I do a video on? You're freaking open house. That's what you can do.
Yeah, because you're marketing yourself as a realtor. They're getting to see you in action in the home, and you're also marketing your client's home. So it's just a great way.
Okay, so should we move on to reaching out to the database?
Yes.
Yeah, we had talked about in episode 4, building and maintaining your database, but this is your key to success here.
What? I'm seeing your heart. That's all.
So I drew a heart around customer, client potentials, cold calling. I absolutely hate cold calling. I hate it with all of my heart, but I have made money from it. When I cold call people, it's never somebody completely cold. It's somebody that has a sign in their yard, for sale by owner sign in their yard, or they tried listing their house and their listing expired. It is somebody that I have learned to realize they need my help. They need me. And once I started to actually believe in myself in that aspect, cold calling has become so much easier. It's like, oh, honey, I am here to help you. We can get through this, you know? So that's kind of why I drew a heart around that.
You have value. Yeah. You know that what you're trying to talk to them about brings value into their life, which when we talked about for sale by owners, we're going to do a podcast just on for sale by owners.
It'd have to be a two-parter.
No, yeah, it might be. I actually just had lunch with someone last week, and we were talking about a for sale by owner situation where they ended up paying for a whole bunch of stuff that they wouldn't have necessarily paid for if they had a realtor. And so that's sad because you think you're going to save yourself some money, and you're going to end up spending a lot more money than you needed to. And it just comes down to the bottom line. You didn't get as much for your property as you could.
If you're a realtor or even when you weren't a realtor and you start to see these stories and witness these things happening, keep them in your brain housing group, because facts tell, stories sell. So I have been able to tell people about the time that there was a little old lady who was very determined to do it on her own and do it herself. And I represented the other side of it. And I mean, my job as a real estate agent is to do the very best that I possibly can for my client. And so it was really nice and sweet that she was like such a sweet person. But we got a very... We made out very well on that house.
Yeah. So I think with that one, I mean, that's something. That's why I say with agent facing. So if you're a for sale by owner, you're not a realtor. But go ahead and pay attention to our Facebook Live and our podcast, because you're going to pick up on some things.
Oh, yeah.
And you're going to realize there's a lot more that goes into it. That being said,
100%.
We definitely want everyone, any seller that we're dealing with, to get the maximum amount that they should for their property.
Yeah.
That's what
we do. If you're smart, you'll at least meet with us. If you're somebody that's actually listening to this.
But there's so much that goes into it. Like that one, she got a home inspection. And so then here's this checklist. You know how to handle a home inspection. I know how to look at a home inspection. Mm-hmm. So we can both look at that and go, okay, these things actually need to be done and these don't. Well, mm-hmm. In this case, it's a person on their own.
Or did they even realize that it was reopening negotiations when they brought a repairer?
Yeah, no.
So, we will get into especially agent facing for how to handle for sale by owners. If you can, you know, listen to these things and really like rev up your engines and truly believe that these for sale by owners need you the way that I believe that they need me. Mm-hmm. I kind of drew a heart around cold calling because when we were talking about FSBOs, you want to hear like a cool thing?
Yeah. Oh, always.
I was really hurting for business a couple years ago, and I just had this period where I didn't have anything coming in, and I was, you know, as 100% commission person with a family to feed, mm-hmm. it can be a very scary industry. So I said, okay, today I'm going to make 10 videos. I just recorded them from my phone as a selfie, and I picked the top 10 highest priced FSBOs in a local like FSBO site here. And I made a video for each of these people, and it's me talking and about them and their house and how well I know that area and things like that. And I shot a video. I made 10 individual videos. I named these people in these videos, and then I texted it to them. I had a 20% response rate from that.
That's awesome.
One person texted me back saying, thanking me, saying I can keep in touch with them. And the other person, I actually listed their home. And yeah, it's like, you never know unless you put yourself out there. And so those people that hate cold calling, are afraid of being hung up on or having somebody yell at them, text a video of yourself talking to them. They can see you. They can see you talking, and they can watch it in their own time. You might be surprised.
Yeah, and I love that, because that was really you bringing yourself to the table.
Yeah.
In what you were doing, and it made all the difference for you, which is what we told them earlier when we're talking about exactly what we're talking about, networking.
Yeah.
And marketing.
I think we hammered social media home. We're going to do lots of podcasts delving way into social media, but if people forget that you're a real estate agent, that's your fault. I mean, I want you to take that lesson.
Well, yeah, bank. And some people that know you might choose a different realtor. I mean, because there's a lot of us. But anyhow, the fact of the matter is everybody should know that that's what you, that you're a realtor. Everybody should know.
Yep.
Yeah.
And whether you like it or not, being a real estate agent is a popularity contest. People need to think of you, and they need to be excited about you. My first few years in real estate, I feel like a lot of the business that I got, it's like, yeah, I work really hard, but I felt like it was because I got lucky that somebody remembered me or thought of me. Now I'm taking charge of that and being like, you need to never feel like this anymore. Yeah. You have to like put yourself out there and know that it's a result of the shit you've been doing, shit you've been working so hard on.
Yeah, day after day. It takes a while to build on something like that.
It really does. You have to find your own way to not be annoying about it. I know you're excited about being in real estate and everything, but buyers and sellers don't care that you're in real estate until they care.
That's right. They don't even want to talk about it. There's nothing for them to talk about.
Yeah, so there are ways to engage in your local community and make... You want to know something interesting? When we were talking about Facebook Lives... So a couple of weeks ago, I was getting my nails done at the new place on by the Betplex.
Yes.
And I got my nails done. The weather was kind of bad. And then at the end, I was like, you know what? I have a Facebook page. I've got a decent amount of followers. Nobody's in here right now. I would like to do a Facebook Live in here and show everybody your new nail shop. And she was just like, oh my gosh, yeah, I'd appreciate that. But then she was like, I'm nervous and everything. And I'm like, don't worry, I'm nervous every time too. Yeah. Like, whether you think we look confident right now in our Facebook Live or even wherever we're walking around a house, I'm showcasing her nail shop. And no matter what, we're never 100% cool and comfortable. But you know what? It does get easier.
It does. But I think the thing is, give it 100%. You're here today. You don't feel well. 100% for every day.
Yeah.
What if it's, and you got to show up. Well, but you're here. You got to show up in your life every day and give it 100%.
Aaron probably won't let me kiss her after this.
But. No. Nope. It's not going to happen. You're not alone in that. Yeah. So,
okay. Well, I think this pretty much wraps up this episode. This is some things, some ideas to get you started on how to begin your real estate business, start making money, get traction.
Yeah, and so like when we're doing this, we're covering stuff in a certain amount of time to try and get some information to you. That's why I always say, if you have a question, please feel free to ask it while we're doing our Facebook Live. If you're tuning in later, go ahead and ask your questions. We will reach out to you. We'll get back to you. We'll answer all of your questions. And we actually really appreciate them.
Yeah, thank you for listening. Be sure to tune in live on Facebook every Monday at 2:30 Central Standard Time. You'll have a chance to interact with us on our pregame and maybe during our podcast. Producer Jay might bring up some questions, and even afterward, we can get in touch. We look forward to your questions, comments. We'll answer them when we can. Please, 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 if you are listening to this as a podcast, wherever you listen, Spotify, iTunes, leave us a review, rate us. It really does help. Erin, do you want to give your contact info?
Well, yes, I do. We can be reached on Facebook at Two Broker Girls, and I am Erin Seymour. I can be reached on Facebook at Erin Seymour or Erin Seymour Realtor, brokered by eXp Realty. My telephone number is 563-214-4312, and my email is eseymour777@gmail.com, and I look forward to hearing from you.
I'm Sandy Lynn Burnett, Sandy with an I. you can text Two Broker Girls, the number Two Broker Girls, all one word, to 563-334-4983. That's going to give me an idea of what you want to talk about. My email address is Sandy with an I at SandyLynn.com. Well, thanks a lot. I hope you guys have a successful and kick-ass week. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in. Have a great week.